All right. Where am I? There I am. Hey, we are live on a Friday night here on the WrestleGeddon Podcast on Facebook.com/WrestleGeddonPod, YouTube.com/ForTheCollection, and over on Instagram, Instagram.com/WrestleGeddonPod with two Ds, because Instagram's the only one that can handle two Ds. So we all know Elon Musk cannot. I'm, of course, one of your hosts, Chris the Heat Matthews, joined by your other host this week, the Tennessee Jesus, Carl Crossland. Carl, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just been hanging out at the hospital with Garrett. He's got a bunch of large burns on him. I don't know where he got the burns from where he jumped off the balcony, but apparently he's gotten burns. So I'm guessing he must have been sitting tables on fire in the hospital or something.
Yeah, probably. That's what it sounds like. I need to stop leaving like the rubbing alcohol and stuff like within reach. I'll tell you. Dude's gonna, I don't know what he's gonna do. I don't think he knows what he's gonna do.
I know. He's gonna end up killing himself.
Yeah. Or something else completely random. One can only guess. But speaking of random, it's random man. It's random. For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, random band entrance this week. The Killers. The Killers this week. Yeah. Carl, go ahead and go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright. I've always been a fan of the Killers. And I've also always been a fan of Independence Day. The movie. You ever seen that movie? Independence Day? Yeah. Will Smith?
Yeah, did not watch it.
Yeah. So I was like trying to come up with like a character that fit a killer song, and I was inspired by the, I think his name was like Randy, the like dad that had like the kids in the mobile home.
Oh, Randy's character.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And I decided to go with Face Man. So like my gimmick's gonna be like I'm a, like this weirdo that like believes in aliens, and thought I was abducted. And Spaceman is going to be my thing.
Nice. I went with the man. I'm going to take Becky's gimmick. It's literally like the chorus is like the man comes around. It's like, oh, this is perfect. So that's awesome. All right, good stuff. The Killers this past week. What we got for next week?
Next week? We have Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, who was denied entrance into a club over the weekend.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, it was like some club called like the Factory or something. Mm-hmm. I saw it like scrolling through TikTok. Like they wouldn't let him in the club.
Oh God!
You know who this is? Like, this is Busta Rhymes. You don't tell Busta Rhymes he can't come in. What's wrong with you? Like, he was pissed. Like, he was going in on the security guards and stuff. There's a cop out there, too. So you just see the look on his face, how pissed he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't imagine not letting Busta Rhymes into a club.
Oh, man, awesome. I like some Busta. Busta Bus. Hot shit. That I can get down with. All right, cool. So let's get into the Elite Figure of the Week. If I get my stuff right here. There we go. Elite Figure of the Week, which, of course, is brought to you by Entertainment Earth. Go ahead and use FT Collect at checkout to save 10% on off all their in-stock items. I went with this week. The Elite Series 65 Sensational Sherry. It took me forever to find this one. I had to buy it off Amazon. It was a is there a time frame where Mattel was doing the like one character was like a Target exclusive, one was a Walmart exclusive. Sherry, I think, was a Walmart exclusive, and I could never find it. So it popped up on Amazon for about $40. It's about $10 more than $20 more than retail. So that was a pretty solid deal on that, but I had to get it because I needed Queen Sherry to go with my Macho King. So
it was great. Sensational Sherry is definitely one of those like underrated or forgotten wrestlers.
Absolutely.
She wrestled ballet, did it all, but yeah.
Multi-talented. And a fantastic Hall of Famer. I was actually going to do, let me pull this down.
Is this the only, how many figures does she have?
Maybe three or four.
Did they ever do like a Harlem Heat Sister Sherry?
No, they didn't.
No, they need to.
Because the I know Mattel's done two. They did that Sherry, and then they did the one in like the Shawn Michaels white gear from SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two that they did. And I think Mattel did another one, or not Mattel. Jax did one. I think it was that similar gear to that first Mattel one. But I don't remember a Harlem Heat Sherry at all. But they should definitely do Harlem. Especially with the new Harlem Heat figures coming out in the Monday Night Wars line, where they're in like the blue and black gear, like the blue is base, black is a standard. Like Sister Sherry to go with those would be great.
Yeah.
But I was going to do this as the Elite of the Week. Finally found the top picks, Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is the only one at the Walmart I found it at.
That's my niece's favorite wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed out. I should have got the Ultimate when Mattel Creations put it up for like their pre-order thing. I was like, yeah, I don't really need that. They'll make other figures of them, so it'll be easy to find. Yeah, no, this was a pain in the ass to find. So.
Yeah.
But it does come with one thing that the Ultimate didn't come with, which is a little bottle of blueberry
Prime.
So it does come with some Prime. Actually, pretty cool. It's a really solid likeness. The ring gear is great. This is from, I think it's from last year's WrestleMania.
Wonder if they'll do a ring with the Prime logo in it.
Oh, that'd be cool. I'm surprised no one's did a custom of that yet.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The face scan is really good, too.
Yeah, it looks like Logan.
Just the only thing that come with was sunglasses. I'm sure I've got something in my accessory bin that will fit them. Pretty solid, though. I like that figure. Glad I finally found it. Didn't have to pay over exaggerated prices for it.
You're going to have to set them next to your Ricochet.
Yeah, I don't have a Ricochet. I could never find a fucking Ricochet figure.
Oh, man. We got to see a Ricochet.
Yeah, his figures fly off the shelf, too. It's insane.
Yeah. He's another one of those, like, underrated wrestlers. Like, he's, like, most people's favorite. Like, this makes you wonder why he's never gotten the push that, like, some of the other people have.
It's weird. You know? I'm surprised they didn't put him in the, and go to the IC title match with him and Gunther. Instead went with Sammy. But
yeah,
would have been Gable, I think anyway, so.
Yeah, I think they're doing something with like Gable and Gunther. I mean, Gable and Sammy. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
I don't know if it's like a heel turn or if maybe turn. Gable or maybe Gable will cost Gunther the match or something. I don't know. We'll see. Well,
possibly. All right, let's go ahead and jump over to the instant replay. talk some wrestling. Of course, Instant Replay is brought to you by W. So make sure you check out W.GG to order your W energy drinks and hydration drinks and save an additional 10% at checkout with the code WrestleGetIt with 2D. Awesome stuff there. All right. We'll kick it off here. We talked about this when they announced it a few months back. Officially debuts on April 3rd. That's WWE Speed, which will be their 3-minute, 49-second X videos. That's single X, not triple X. But they also announced with the official video announcement they posted a couple days ago that there will be a Speed Championship for this. Sounds like the perfect title to give to somebody like Ricochet.
Yeah.
Or Axiom or something like that.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. This makes me like, back in the day, you could have like a decent short match. You know, every match don't have to be fucking the best fucking Iron Man 60-minute fucking.
No, not at all. And you can do, like, there's been some decent short matches. Like, I can't think of any off the top of my head because I'd have to look up the matches and the and how long they were. But I know there's been some good ones that have been under, like, 4 minutes. So.
Yeah.
And some of those matches that are like, oh, my God, I can't believe that dude just won in that amount of time.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was Chris Benoit when he won the U.S. title off of Orlando Jordan. That match didn't even last 3 minutes. Like, I was getting up at that SummerSlam. And or go check out the merch table or something. And like by the time we got up to walk out after the entrances, like the first bell rang, and then all of a sudden the second bell rang, and Benoit's music was playing. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, back when they used to have like time limits and stuff, like I remember most of them were like 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't like your main events till you got like 30-minute, 60-minute time limit.
Yeah,
and but, even like my
even NWA when we were watching that like hardcore the television title were 605-minute time limits, and there were some pretty solid matches in there. I'll see what they can do with it. I mean, if I got nothing else to do and I'm strolling through X, I'll watch them. So
yeah, I don't get on X enough. This seems like way too negative. Like just like I don't know.
Yeah, X is, I don't spend a whole lot of time on there. It's more like Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, I send like TikTok, Reddit, stuff like that.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. Yeah, so another championship onto the WWE roster. I mean, this isn't really anything different than the 24/7 title. It's more of like a gimmicky title. So. We'll see what happens. Given the right people, there should be some pretty good matches. All right, and some fun stuff from this past weekend. Rhea Ripley breaks the internet by giving Nia Jax a stink face. Oh, that was probably one of the best videos I saw the entire weekend. then they tried to do it again the next night. They had a triple threat with Shayna Baszler involved, which was a pretty funny spot with Baszler in the corner, like begging Rhea to give her the stink face. And then Nia takes out Rhea, then gives Shayna the stink face. And like Shayna gets up and starts like celebrating and then turns around and saw it was Nia, then starts like choking and vomiting. Some good spots, some good old school Attitude Era spots.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It came out across my TikTok like more than once.
I must have seen that video at least 20 times in like 2 or 3 hours. So like every time I loaded TikTok to scroll through it, that video was there. It was fun. It's a good video. All right, bit of AEW stuff here. It looks like MJF's merchandise has been removed from the AEW shop And he was also taken off the AEW roster page, which everyone is speculating that he'll be, that he's WWE bound, apparently.
I don't know.
I don't believe that.
I haven't heard anything.
Because remember when he left the first time, when he was out, they started doing the build up and stuff, and everybody's like, "Oh, he's coming back at the Rumble." It's like, I'm pretty sure he signed a new contract with AEW.
You said that, but I haven't seen anything that said he did that.
I don't know. I don't think he's WWE bound right away.
I haven't.
Some injuries.
Hurting. Yeah. Haven't heard anything. And to be fair, like, I don't know if WWE would be the best thing for them right now because they got a lot going on.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to tell you where to even insert him in at right now.
Because it's definitely not in any of the title pictures.
Yeah, because even after WrestleMania, like, you're going to build into, like, Cody and The Rock, which seems to be, like, the next logical step after Cody and Roman. And then on top of that, too, like, you'll have Punk coming back, so that'll be either, you know, Punk and McIntyre or Punk and Rollins. As far as, like, the rest of the bloodline goes, like, there's really no telling what they'll do with them. But I'm sure they'll still be involved in something.
You still got Damian Priest, too, that has to cash in his money in the bank.
I think he's cashing in at Mania.
You think he is?
I think he is. I think he's cashing in on whoever wins between Rollins and McIntyre. It just seems like the logical thing storyline-wise, because he's had beef with Rollins, and McIntyre has interrupted every single cash-in he's tried to do on Rollins. So, like,
I heard, I wish I would have, like, kept, like, their TikTok thing to give them credit for it, but I saw on TikTok somebody was speculating that they think that he's going to cash in on Rollins and Drew will be kind of like knocked out. He'll kind of like cash in while both men are there.
Do a triple threat.
Well, yeah. And then what will happen is when he goes for the pin, Dom will pull the ref from the ring, and then Rhea will blow him. And then McIntyre pin him, and McIntyre joined the bloodline with Rhea inserting herself as the leader of the bloodline.
Interesting.
I mean, the bloodline, Judgment Day.
Well, you're on that wavelength, on that wavelength of the bloodline, which we'll get to a little bit when we get into Raw.
Judgment Day. My bad. Yeah. It's been a long day.
So we'll move on. We'll get on here real quick. Last bit of news I got for the week. Ace Austin is re-signed with TNA. Really didn't see him going anywhere right now. Phenomenal talent, great person in the TNA locker room. Him and Chris Bay, awesome as tag team, ABC Club. So cool stuff there. So props to Ace Austin. All right, let's get into it. Monday Night Raw. We were talking a little bit about it. Talking about Drew. And you kind of slipped with the bloodline there when we were talking about Judgment Day. But Drew McIntyre during the backstage segment with the tag teams, with DIY and the New Day, and of course with Truth and Miz. McIntyre's in the background talking with Heyman.
Yep.
No. So what was the potential with that? Did we got like a side deal going here with McIntyre and Heyman? Is this something going into night one of WrestleMania? Are they trying to, you know, a little bit of collusion here?
Bloodline rules.
Yeah, because that's the only thing I can see with this is if McIntyre gets involved in that match and costs Cody and Rollins that matchup, and that would add more fuel to Rollins and McIntyre going into night two of WrestleMania.
Is there any stipulation for, I know like Bloodline rules for Cody in this match, but there like any, is it Bloodline rules for Rollins too? Like,
no, it's just, you know, just the, just the Cody Roman match. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing for Rollins and McIntyre. So that was like one of the big things that picked up on there. And of course, you know, we had that tag team match right after, which Judgment Day comes out and beats the crap out of like all those tag teams and just like asserted their dominance. But we did kick off the show before that, before all this stuff happened, with JD McDonagh and Ricochet, which was a hell of a match.
That was
probably I would say that's my match of the week.
Yeah, and when they did that, the fucking Canadian Destroyer or whatever you call it when Ricochet does it.
Yeah.
That was like pretty fucking awesome.
Yep. That whole match. The one thing, like someone had posted on had done a tweet that someone reposted and talk shit about the tweet afterwards. And they're like, oh, this is your Raw before Mania. You have JD. Didn't even get his name right. You called him like JD McDonald or something like that. Or McDonahue or something. It was like, you got JD McDonagh versus Ricochet. Then you got like Cody will appear and like a bunch of other stuff that they post before the show. And then after the show ends, the repost said, wow, that tweet aged terribly, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, that was a hell of a Raw. So.
Yeah, I think we have one more Raw before WrestleMania, but
yeah,
I totally disagree with. I mean, fucking Raw has been and SmackDown both have been pretty good, like the last few maybe months and a half. It's been one of the best road to WrestleManias that we've had in a while.
Yeah, it was like even like going through all that. Like you had that great matchup. You had Bronson Reed versus Sami Zayn, which was another great
had match. had JBL on commentary.
Yeah. JBL on commentary. DX was wrestling. It was a great match. Great night on Raw. Oh man. Had that, and then the promo between Rollins, McIntyre, and Punk was apparently it was all unscripted. Everything was like straight from the hip from all three of them, which you can tell. Yeah. Like I kind of had the feeling that they weren't given anything to go off of with this, just because the way that they're going back and forth with each other and the one liners and all that other stuff. Like I can't tell if McIntyre actually does not like Punk or if he's just like playing that role like he's supposed to, but you can tell like the animosity between Punk and Rollins. Like you can tell there's something there between the two of them.
You can tell, and there's a lot of like if you like go back and watch it, there's a lot of like things you're like, oh shit, did he say that? Like McIntyre was like, he was the chosen one, and Punk's like, oh yeah, who was it that chose you? Yeah. And he's like, go ahead and say his name. And you know, McIntyre can't say Vince, you know, but that's who Punk's referring to.
there's a lot of great stuff in that promo. Like, well, my favorite one was, Punk talking about, oh, what's my rule for Mania? He's like, well, my arm kind of, it's not 100%, but I think I can still count with it. He's like, well, so I could be a ref. My mouth works. I mean, you can ask April about that one. Oh, wait, we're not on Netflix yet. But I can do commentary. So
yeah,
like all that stuff. And like McIntyre sitting down on the announcer's desk and he's like, don't film up my kilt, you perv. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in that promo, and then like Punk gets down to like mimic, you know, to show they can count the three with his other arm. And Drew
now that they're separate, now that they're separate, Seth Rollins said that because I think like, you know, they weren't thinking about it when they like put that option out there in the like in the new thing, and then like Ron's like, yeah, I don't care, like what are you doing? And then like the crowd starts chanting referee, referee, and then he's like, he can't referee, he can't count. Or that's his counting hand. And then Punk like immediately drops down and like with his other hand is like 1, 2, 3. Well, but then he kind of
new champ.
And then they kind of, he kind of squashes it like, yeah, I can't be impartial in this match. I can't be referee, but definitely, I hope he's definitely there for commentary.
Absolutely. Like, because that's going to help build up more, because obviously he's close to coming back. Like, well, I'll probably say within the next month or two, he should be good to go. From the way that it looks like his arm movement and stuff and the brace and everything. Cause the last time we saw him, he was in a sling. So we've gone from the sling to the brace. But they need to keep building Punk and McIntyre, Punk and Rollins are like building around the three of them for Raw, and having him on commentary at Mania is going to help do that going into the into their future matches.
Yeah.
I mean, McIntyre can't do it all on social media by himself. So, with how entertaining it is, anyway, but I think it'll be good. I'm excited for that.
You gotta put another man's name on your shirt to sell it. That was another good one.
As he's taking off his shirt, I have another Punk shirt underneath it. Oh man, that was awesome. But then we get to like the big spot of the night. Cody gets beat down by The Rock, which nobody knew The Rock was there. Like it was never let on. Hey, The Rock is here tonight. They didn't say shit.
Broke my son's heart, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, "Why's The Rock hitting him?" He's being mean.
So. After this happened, there is a huge bunch of complaints on social media talking about how this was too far. This has no place in wrestling.
It has all the place in wrestling. All right.
So my question to you, because we've been watching wrestling for, you know, 20 some years, if not longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've seen the Attitude Era. These people that are complaining that this is too much and has no place in wrestling are the same people that are crying that they need to bring the Attitude Era back. Like, this was Attitude Era. This is what we got every single week. If it wasn't on here, it was on WCW or it was on ECW. This is what we got every week.
And I grew up in, like, the Tennessee territory, so it was kind of like, they had like a lot of like brawls and stuff that spilled out into the stands and cage matches. And you could always count on somebody getting like Jeff Jarrett would be like bloody, like bleach blonde hair, blood all in it.
Yeah.
Moondog, same way.
But the thing with this, though, too, like the blood on this was done with intent. There's a purpose behind doing this. It's not like when you switch over to AEW and Jon Moxley bleeds for no reason during a random ass match. This was done with a purpose, with an intent to further push the story that's going to drive Cody going into WrestleMania. And the whole thing with that weight belt, too, that says Mama Rhodes on it. Like, it's insane. Like, this whole buildup for this matchup. Like, are they building up? Like, I thought you were supposed to be building up Cody and Roman, not Cody and The Rock.
Yeah, you seen that the meme I shared where it's like,
yeah,
this Cody Rock has been pretty good on the road to WrestleMania. Who's Roman Reigns facing?
but if the casual fan turns this on and they're like, oh shit, The Rock's on tonight. Oh shit, he's beating up that dude. But then they're advertising, you know, the dude that's getting beat up versus someone else. And you're like, oh, I thought he was wrestling The Rock.
He is wrestling The Rock.
Well, I mean, not like a main singles match, but a tag match. So, but for us, it had been following along. No, this is all part of the bigger story arc involving like the entire bloodline and going into that. So,
yeah. The Rock is doing pretty good with this. At first, I would say probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I wasn't that excited. And then last week, Cody hit a killer promo.
Yep.
And then with The Rock attacking them this week, it's been pretty intriguing. And I actually hope it spills over to after Mania. You know, maybe we can get like a Rock Cody match, like singles match or something out of this.
Yeah, I mean, that could be something they can move to. They usually have like one of the Saudi Arabias between WrestleMania and SummerSlam, right?
Would Rock do Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. If the money was there, I'm sure he would. Sure, if the money was there. What do we got? Oh, they got Backlash in France after WrestleMania. So that could be a possibility too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cody and Rock at Backlash, but I think that's kind of a tough one though, because like, would you want to do that for that type of pay-per-view, or would you want to hold that off till SummerSlam?
I think it depends on like what they have in the pipe.
Because they really haven't announced SummerSlam yet, have they?
No, they. Well, I mean, I think they announced where it's at, right?
Oh yeah, they did. Yep.
Trying to remember, is it Cleveland?
I think so. I think it is Cleveland. And that's like August 4th, if I remember correctly. That's the beginning of August.
Yeah. Yeah, they announced the dates for it and stuff. But I think it depends on, you know, what they decide to do. But like I said, they got a bunch of different storylines brewing. It's a great time to be a fan of WWE.
Absolutely.
They can go so many different directions. Like you said, you got Seth, Drew, CM Punk kind of being intertwined with the bloodline scenario. You got Jimmy and Jay. Damian Priest. AJ Styles and LA Knight. You see the video I sent you earlier? LA Knight getting arrested?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, you should have watched. Damn it. You and Garrett never watched the fucking videos I sent you.
Well, I usually do. I just didn't see it till I was getting ready to record stuff. So.
It's fucking LA Knight getting arrested outside of AJ Styles' house.
Oh, really?
By the police? Yeah, by the police. It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Somebody said AJ Styles looks like a Macho Man in the fucking the video. They're like, "Where the fuck are AJ Styles from Macho Man?"
Oh shit! They're like brawling in AJ's front yard.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It was pretty good. So you got, you know what I mean? You got like so much stuff going on. It's like, it's kind of like the Attitude Ruthless Aggression era where you had like multiple guys that could be the guy. I think we're gladly going to get away from the, like, you know, Roman Reigns being champion for forever. Everything being predictable.
Absolutely. And like the biggest thing with all this is we went through that period of time where it's like, who who's the top guy? Like, who can we put the company, you know, whose shoulders can we put the company on and let them run with it? Like Cena's gone, you know, The Rock's gone, Austin's gone. Like, we have Roman. The fans aren't really getting behind Roman as a face. What can we do? And it all goes back to Vince and his thing where, like, nobody is bigger than the WWE. Not one single superstar is bigger than the WWE. Okay, I kind of understand that. But in that same aspect, too, is you need that superstar to be bigger than the WWE, to bring people in to watch the WWE. And I think with the way things are going now, where you have, like, Cody, Roman, Seth, McIntyre, you have Punk back, AJ Styles, LA Knight. Like, you have all these guys that, like you said, can be a top guy, can be the guy that you can put the title on, that can have the company on their shoulders and run with it. Whereas, you know, 5 years ago, three, four years ago, there really wasn't someone that you could put that on or pinpoint that on besides Roman. And the only reason why fans are taking to Roman is because his heel turn was probably the best damn thing in his career. It's kind of like Hogan joining the NWO.
Yeah. So, I mean, he still ain't put on any really good matches.
No. But the whole, just the execution of the storyline has been.
Yeah. The stuff with Sami Zayn and all that stuff was pretty good. Like, I'm not going to, like, say that it wasn't good. And there's been, you know, some matches that people helped him through. That wasn't, like, terrible, except for the one fuck up with the Kevin Owens with the handcuffs.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. And fans, if you are joining us live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, feel free to join in the conversation anytime. Got something to add, something you want to talk about or get an opinion on, just go ahead and drop it in the comments and we'll circle back to it or we'll talk about it.
I answered it or something.
Good stuff. All right. Kick it over some AEW stuff this week. Biggest thing, the tag team tournament that they've got going on. We had the Best Friends and the Young Bucks both advanced in their matches. So they will be facing off against each other who goes into the final match. We still have a couple other qualifier matches with Big Bill and Ricky Starks taking out Top Flight. And I hit the wrong button. And FTR versus the Infantry. I'm not too familiar with the Infantry. I know they have wrestled quite a bit for a lot of the local promotions here in Durham, Raleigh area. One of them being United Pro Wrestling. So, more than likely, like we said last week, it's going to probably come down to FTR and the Bucks in the finals for this at Dynasty. This seems to be the only thing that makes sense. Both those teams are, I think, 1-1 against each other. So they still haven't had that rubber match yet. So this will be the rubber match between the two of them. What do you think, Carl?
I think that's the way it's going, and then it'd be for the belts. I hope they put it on FTR, but, you know.
Yeah, more likely it'll go to the Bucks. I'm kind of liking the EVP gimmick a little more when I see them. Like I said, they just need to stop doing, like, the goofy shit still, like,
finding
the cameraman or something, like, dumb shit. Oh
yeah, if they would take themselves, like, a little bit more serious, which I think they have the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But they're definitely better as heels than they are as face.
Yeah, a lot of awesome stuff there. The only other thing I got from Dynamite this week is that a fatal four-way with the winner getting a shot at the TBS title at Dynasty. Willow picked up the win in that match against Sky Blue, Chris Statlander, and Anna Jay. So Willow will be taking on Julia Hart at Dynasty. So props to Willow for that. So.
Yeah.
I really don't have anything else for the week in wrestling. Some other stuff to talk about.
I haven't watched any AAA or NWA.
Yeah,
I need to try to download that fucking CW network or whatever it is. It's free, right?
Yeah. Yep, it is free. Next week we're gonna focus more on WrestleMania, obviously, because it's we'll be live the Friday before WrestleMania. So we'll be going down both nights of that, match cards and everything as far as what gets announced for it. Let me see. If anything major has happened on SmackDown yet. We've got Dragon Lee joining the NWO, or the LWO, not the NWO.
Like, damn, who brought it back? Fucking Hulk Hogan.
They laid out a challenge to Santos and Dom for WrestleMania. So that should be a pretty solid match.
So I figured that's what they were going with, like, because they kept doing, but I don't know why they're doing it with Santos and Dom, like, you know what I mean? Because Dom is either. But if you're giving me Dom in WrestleMania, I'll take it. Especially if he can have another killer entrance like he did last time. That was so good.
I hope so. Jay Cargill debuted as an official member of the SmackDown roster tonight. So be interested to see where she goes. Where she goes from here. Because I'm sure they've got something for her for WrestleMania.
You said she debuted. I wonder if she can. If she's debuting as like a heel or a face?
I'm assuming a face, because she stopped to sign some autographs for some kids as she came down the ring, down the ramp.
So. Okay.
I'm looking for Austin Theory and Grayson Waller versus the Street Profits qualifier for the six-pack ladder match. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller will be moving into that one at WrestleMania, so that's cool. And then we have Legado del Fantasma versus New Catch Republic. New Catch Republic picks up the win over Legado. So there's round out for our six-pack ladder match. That should be pretty solid.
Austin Theory's been pretty good here lately.
He has. I like him and Waller as a tag team. They're really great together.
Yeah. I thought Miz and R-Truth would potentially win the titles, but hell, it could be anybody now.
Yeah. And that's like what we were saying. Like, it's the way things are in WWE right now. It's like sometimes you can kind of tell who's going to win sometimes, but more often than not, like, it's like, okay, this anybody can take this, like, especially in, you know, that tag team match.
Yeah.
Looks like the main event is Bianca Belair versus Dakota Kai.
I'm surprised they ain't got Bianca involved in WrestleMania some way.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing, because Bailey's wrestling Io. Unless they're going to give us Bianca and Jade, which I hope they don't do right now. I'd rather see some for that, not just like, well, here's a dream match. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah, and I hope they do something before then.
Yeah, I'd rather see some build up for it. Awesome. All right. Well, let's go ahead and hop over to No Holds Barred. Oh, some entertainment news, man. P. Diddy. Oh, man. Now, it all makes sense now why he changed his name from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy. He's just out there diddling. So.
Oh, man. I've seen all the memes.
The diddler was my favorite when it has him on the Jim Carrey Riddler body.
Yeah. And then I've seen everybody's like, Dave Chappelle tried to warn us and they're showing like skits from when they're doing like the making the band skits. Like, I want y'all to go down to Bronx and get some Cambodian breast milk.
Even on top of all that, like, everyone's resharing like videos of like Diddy and Justin Bieber, and like you got Bieber standing there like shirtless, and you know, and Diddy's got his arm around Justin Bieber. It's like, come on, dude. Like you look at like the time frame when this came out, when we saw these originally, it's like, okay, yeah, they're cool with each other. That's fine. But now when you hear about like all these allegations, it's like, oh, you kind of look at it a little differently.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not surprised by anything anymore. Like, even with the whole like the Vince McMahon stuff, it's not surprised.
Yeah.
Especially going back and looking at all the stuff that they've done on with their music or on TV with their characters and things like that. It's just not surprising anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, people are talking about R. Kelly and P. Diddy going to be in prison making records.
Man, that's insane. Totally insane. On some more fun news, I saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire on Sunday. Awesome movie. Really great. Nice, great follow-up to Afterlife. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. I don't want to give out any spoilers, but it was really good. Brilliant.
This is an unbiased opinion.
It's biased. So it is biased, though. It was like they said promoting the movie that they kind of took a lot of reference and a lot of ideas storyline wise and movie wise from like the real Ghostbusters cartoon as far as like the feel of the movie, and that's what it felt like. It felt like I was watching like a really long episode of real Ghostbusters, which like it came out great. So it was good. And they expanded a lot on the Ghostbusters universe and whole bunch of other stuff, so pretty solid. And that movie officially, with its opening weekend box office, put Ghostbusters at a $1 billion franchise.
Oh, okay.
It only took like
they should have expanded the Ghostbusters universe, and brought back Casper. You know, tomorrow. You remember that? Who you gonna call? Somebody
else. You know what's funny is every time I wear my Ghostbusters jacket or something, or I'm in my car, you know, my car's got the stickers on the window, and somebody will say something, Ghostbusters, who are you gonna call? I look and go, somebody else. Nobody gets it. They just look at me and go, oh ha ha ha. I was like, yeah, you don't get it. So very, very few people get it. I was like, that's the best cameo in that movie. So.
Yeah, yeah. Casper, like, low-key, like, one of those movies where you're like, it's a classic. You gotta see it if you haven't seen it.
I love that Casper movie. It's so good. Oh. And I used to watch, like, the old cartoon all the time, too. That video game, like, a PS1 game that my cousin had, I used to borrow from him all the time.
I had it, too. I didn't beat it either. Like, yeah, that shit was so hard.
I always got like caught in the fucking maze part.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what I was supposed to get, but like every single time I could not get past that damn maze. So it's like, Jesus, I finally give up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that game on PS1.
Cool stuff. Huh? Yeah. Casper is definitely good. Christina Ricci was awesome in that movie. Devin Sawa. A lot of good stuff. Oh, childhood. One more thing here. I want to talk about Legend Series 23. We don't talk like a whole lot of toys like we used to, but I had to talk about this because there's a lot of cool stuff in here, and the next slide, Carl, is going to be pretty awesome. This is like so full of awesomeness for this set. You've got 3-minute warning with Rosie and Jamal. You've got Hulk Hogan playing with the fucking guitar from the Pile Driver video.
Like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's worth, like, all three of those figures are pretty cool. Like, is this like the whole series, or they're coming out
one more? There's one more for the set. That's the Chase, which is Big Bubba Rogers with the UWF Championship.
Big Bubba Rogers.
So I was like, oh shit. I'm like, I gotta put these in here. I gotta talk about this, especially this Big Bubba Rogers. Because I know, like, UWF Championship would be something that you'd be like, oh shit. So it's kind of like, we didn't talk about it on air last week. We talked about it off air, the Harley Race that's come in the Best of the Territory or Legends of the Territory line that comes with the NWA Championship, but they're not calling it the NWA Championship. It just happens to look exactly like it.
Yeah.
But I was pretty psyched for this when I saw these images popped up. Like, we have never gotten a figure of Jamal. Like, they didn't, his first figure came out with him as Umaga. And that was I think it was a 2-pack with Armando Estrada. That's when Jax had the license. Well, we never got a figure of him as Jamal. We never got like an actual 3-minute warning. So those are like really awesome key figures for that. And then the first Rosie figure we got was the Superhero in Training.
Yeah.
But they didn't spell it, you know, down the shirt. They had to actually spell out Superhero in Training on the shirt instead of putting shit on there.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's supposed to be marketing for kids, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But I'm excited for this. I know we've already gotten Umaga figures, so this Jamal figure is going to be awesome. The Rosie just opens up the door to get the, you know, Superhero in Training, possibly the Superhero Rosie. And hopefully that opens up the door for Super Stacy. That's right. Super Stacy. But that Hogan,
you don't get the Hogan figure?
I kind of want it. Like,
yeah.
It just, it's one of those, like, it's kind of like that SummerSlam Hogan where I got where he's like in the camo and he's got that face mask. And it wasn't even in a match, it was from a promo. Like, it's just one of those like off the wall type figures that like only showed up like one time for something that just looks really cool. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole set looks pretty awesome. Like, I don't remember Big Bubba Rogers. Like, especially UWF, I never saw any of that. I do kind of remember him in WCW before he joined the NWO and got kicked out of it and all that. So, we're seeing a couple matches there, but I know mostly as Big Boss Man. But just get like the title belts are always like the big thing for these. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty psyched for those. Awesome stuff there. All right. Anything else going on?
You kind of have March Madness going on still.
It's not over yet.
Not over yet. Carolina lost.
Ah.
Last night. So you get to hear that next time we show up in Chapel Hill. they lost to Alabama.
They lost to Alabama?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Not the football team, the basketball team.
Basketball team. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yep. NC State plays the night where they're playing tonight. They were up before we hopped on this call. I don't know if they won or not. I can't check anything on my phone because it'll drop the call on the podcast. But hopefully they won. I'm hoping that I'm one of the
67-58 was the final. It's like NC State won. Yep,
NC State won. I'm glad. I'm like a troll when it comes to, like, Carolina sports. Because I'm not from North Carolina, and so. Like, I generally go for the underdog. So, like, if Carolina is like the number one seed to beat and they're doing well, like, I hope Duke beats them, you know. And then vice versa, when Duke has the number one team, I hope Carolina beats them. But I'm just loving that NC State fucking is advancing to the Elite Eight, and North Carolina got beat this week.
God forbid you wear the wrong color blue on the wrong side of Durham.
Yeah.
What's the wrong color blue you got on? That blue too dark. Yeah. That blue too light. Oh, Jesus. Like, you and Durham, you got to pick it. You got to pick one.
Yeah.
You want to see your
What's funny is I'm a Titans fan, right? NFL fan. And so, like, our colors are like they have like a darker blue, like a navy blue, but that's not like a light blue, like powder blue uniforms. And like every time I would wear like a Titans jersey, people think it was like a Carolina jersey, and they're like, why the fuck are you wearing a Carolina jersey? This is Duke. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking Tennessee Titans jersey. Like, you don't even know your fucking sports teams.
They're just looking at that color.
Yeah.
Oh, God forbid if you wear red.
Yeah, that's all I like. That's why I was happy NC State fucking.
I was like,
event zone.
One of the first things I moved down here. You gotta pick a color. Pick a team. So I'm good, man. Thank you. I don't watch basketball. Not anymore. And God forbid you tell someone you're a wrestling fan, they just look at you like, what's wrong with you?
I know quite a bit of wrestling fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot better than what it used to be. I still get sideways looks when.
And I think a lot of people, especially now that, you know, Rock is back. A lot of people are starting to get a little bit back interested into it. Had, you know, a few colleagues of mine talk to me about wrestling that used to watch wrestling, hadn't watched it in a while, but now are getting back into it because of The Rock.
Awesome stuff. They Disney Plus dropped the third episode of X-Men 97 this week. And it just keeps getting better, like with every episode. Just lots of
crazy stuff. Yeah, I've been debating on whether or not to get Disney again. It's just one of the things there. I try not to keep too many subscription services because it's like, if I'm going to keep all of them, I might as well just get cable. But, I've been watching a lot of, like, TV and Pluto TV and stuff like that. That's what I mainly watch. But
usually at night we'll put on something on Tubi, because usually, like, Tubi will play, like, if I put on like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and like fall asleep watching it, and it'll go play like another movie in that same like horror or comedy like genre thing. And if I put on like a cartoon, it'll play through all those episodes and go on to something similar.
I like watching like the bootleg movies up there. But I've been thinking about getting Disney Plus just so I could watch the Taylor Swift concert.
Is that just on Disney Plus or is it on Hulu too?
Oh, is it on Hulu? I don't know. I saw it advertised.
There's a lot of stuff that Disney's been bouncing back and forth between Hulu and Disney Plus, because they put there's like a lot of Hulu, like Disney stuff that's typically just on Hulu. They've imported over to Disney Plus too, and kind of vice versa.
Yeah, I think when I saw it advertised on PlayStation, it was like advertised on Disney Plus, but it could be on Hulu too.
Oh, that's not bad. You get Hulu and Disney Plus with ads for $10.
Yeah. Still $10.
Yeah.
Plus, I've been keeping fucking Peacock because of WWE. So
yeah, I don't even watch. I hardly watch anything on Peacock. besides
pay-per-views. Yeah, I watch pay-per-views and Office. That's pretty much all I watch.
They did put up the new Trolls movie, so I'm sure we'll watch that at some point this weekend. Kids like the Trolls.
We watched the older one. I can't remember if that was on. Did we watch that on Peacock? I don't know. We watched one of the Troll. I think like their original Troll movie the other day.
I think they're all on there. This is funny because like you look at like different studios like DreamWorks, most everything ends up on Peacock, and then like a lot of MGM stuff shows up on Paramount. It's Paramount MGM are the same company, and then Stars ends up getting all like the Sony stuff.
Yeah, so what we need is a bunch more independent companies to come out, so we can get some diversity.
Pretty much. Oh, awesome stuff there. That's pretty much all I've got for No Holds Barred this week. I don't really have anything else to throw in there. Not really anything good coming out. I've got Easter weekend, Easter Sunday this weekend. As a Tennessee Jesus, you got any plans, sermons,
resurrections? No. No, man, just chill it at home with the kids. I work tomorrow, and then when I get off work tomorrow,
that sucks.
Saturday. Yeah. And then, probably color some Easter eggs. My kids are going to make an Easter cake.
Nice. Colored some eggs tonight. I guess they want to do an Easter egg hunt, so I got to stuff plastic eggs with stickers. And then go hide them in the yard Sunday morning.
Yeah, we do. My kids kind of would do that, like had the eggs like a million times, and then bake the ham and probably have deviled eggs and start fucking boiling eggs for macaroni and cheese.
Nice.
Probably some kind of greens or something.
Awesome. I had got a little proud moment. Zatanna said the other day, a few weeks ago, she looked at me, she's like, does Cody have an action figure? I said, he's got a lot of action figures. She's like, oh, well, I want a Cody action figure. It's like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find one. So I found the new Top Picks. It's in the same set with the Logan Paul, so I got her that. So I'm sure she'll be stoked to go with her Bianca Belair. Yes. So she don't have to come down here and try to steal mine.
Damn. So, that's pretty cool. A lot of
fun stuff there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, something funny with my kids today. I had to pick a package up from the post office because, they're dumbasses and can't leave it at my apartment door. Took it back to the post office because it wouldn't fit in the little big mailbox that we have at the apartment. And my aunt, got us a box, we're opening it, and we opened the Amazon box, and inside the Amazon box is another box, and on the box it says fragile, right?
Yeah.
And so we go to open the box that says fragile on it, and it had it's like a gift basket, had like candies and stuff in it.
Yeah.
But my son sees it and he's like, "Oh, it's a fragile basket." Okay, yeah, I can't tell what it is, a fragile basket.
I thought you were going to say something like he saw the fragile and said, oh, it's fragile, it's Italian.
He did pronounce it. He didn't say fragile, though. He said fragile. It's a fragile basket.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, awesome stuff there. All right. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much going to do it for this week. Oh, let me tell you before we get off of here. one of the new gas stations by us has fucking 100 has alcoholic ice cream. It's by a company called 100 Proof out of Columbia, South Carolina. And they're like little pints, like little pints of ice cream, like Ben and Jerry style. So I picked up a couple of those. I haven't tasted mine yet. My wife had hers. It was coconut rum. So it was pretty good. So, so the alcohol content in there was pretty decent too. So.
What?
Alcoholic ice cream.
What gas station?
I can't remember like the freaking name of it, but it's one of those ones that has like the Hunts Brothers pizza.
Oh, that's like every bootleg fucking gas station.
Pretty much.
Here to Durham. I know, my kids are really into ice cream. I feel like they, especially my son, he'll get in the freezer now, so he would be fucking drunk off his mind. Okay, yeah. And,
oh, I don't even freaking know what gas station name of it.
It's all good.
But it's 100 Proof, the company name. Let's see.
Like, I know my wife made some mixed drinks one year for Christmas that was like, I guess they're called like, it's like similar to like a mudslide, I guess. But never was like a huge fan of it. But you said coconut and that had me.
Yeah, intrigued. It's called Proof. So it's 5% Proof alcohol. They've got a chocolate cherry Manhattan, chocolate espresso martini, New York cheesecake martini, sweet caramel old fashioned, strawberry daiquiri spirits, tropical pina colada, the coconut rum. The one I got was strawberry, like chocolate strawberry or something like that. Let's see.
I probably could do like the strawberry daiquiri or the pina colada or the coconut rum. The chocolate stuff, it doesn't. I guess the coffee is probably like kind of like Bailey's. Or Kahlua, whatever it's called. I've had that in coffee.
Wow, they carry it out of Lowe's. That's crazy.
The grocery store, not the home
improvement. Oh, that's store. Yeah, that's what the name of it was. It's the Bodega Urban Market. No, that's on Paris Street. That's a different one. Oh, so they got it there too. So it's they got it in a few different places.
Right there.
Yeah. I have to trout that the one I got, see how good it is.
I think or they can sponsor the podcast.
Damn straight. The only drawback is they're like $10.
So, ooh.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But they never put you know, those gas stations won't put price tags on anything. So.
Yeah, $10 is a lot. I'd have to probably eat my own ice cream while I drink shots of tequila.
Yeah. But I thought it was pretty cool. Hard ice cream. So.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool idea.
All right. Well, like I said, that's going to do it for us. Go ahead. Instagram.com/WrestleGettingPod with 2Ds, where you can catch us live every week on there. YouTube.com/ForTheCollection and Facebook.com/WrestleGettingPod with 1D. Those are the free places you can find us live each and every week. Also check us out on X at WrestleGettingPod with 1D, TikTok, WrestleGettingPod, 2Ds, and also check out our Redbubble store, redbubble.com/people/WrestleGettingPod, and pick up some sweet merchandise. The best way to support the podcast is by buying some of our merchandise from the Redbubble store, or by liking, subscribing, and following us on all our social media. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure you hit that little bell down there in the corner to get alerts every time we drop a new video or we go live. Five-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That'll help us expose ourselves to more audience listeners, to a wider audience in the comments. And nothing more than we love doing than exposing ourselves to random people. And that's pretty much the bulk of it. So thank you guys for checking us out. It's episode 229. Next week we'll go head first or balls deep into WrestleMania, whichever you prefer. We will go both nights, night one, night two, whatever posted card is up when we record Friday night. So Friday night, 9 p.m. Check us out, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. And we'll chat with you guys next week. This was episode 229. Of course, I'm Chris Heat Matthews. He's the Tennessee Jesus, Carl Crossland. And we'll check y'all later, Marks.
Might go lay hands on Garrett so he can come back next week.
Oh, yeah, you should do that. Use your powers of resurrection.